What about business rates? I want to speak to Colin Neal. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
The Hospitality Ulster team are teaming up with the Federation of Small Businesses, the Northern Ireland Retail Trade Association, actually, and you're keen to get a message across about business rates. What's your plan?
Well, really, we've been looking at the existing small business rate relief, which, without getting too technical, for people of a rateable value below 15,000, they get currently get 20%. But that's a bit of a spray and pray. Everybody gets that. Indeed, even MLA offices get that.
Yeah, just explain, because there will be some people who aren't from a business background. What does that mean? What are you talking about?
Basically, when you get your rates, there's a rateable value that government decide, and if you fall below 15,000 a year, you in Northern Ireland, you automatically qualify for 20% rate relief. And that's basically the idea behind it, was to help small businesses that are struggling in our high streets, towns and villages, and indeed hamlets across the countryside, because rates now take up a huge proportion of actually the cost of running your business. That system, as I say, it's I've heard the term used as spray and pray. Basically, everybody falls into the category, gets it, and say things like government offices and MLAs and stuff qualify for it, and they're not really small businesses. So we've come up with a new scheme, along with Murda, a proposal that would target it at the retail, hospitality and tourism sector and actually increase the rate of actual discount. Because if you look at other areas in England, if you have a rateable value of 6,000 a year, you get 100% relief. In Scotland, if you have a rateable value of 10,000 a year, you get 100% relief. So we've come up with a tiered system that would increase the relief and target it much better without actually costing government any more money.
And will government listen to you on this idea? Surely they're not going to be getting as much from the people who are running the businesses.
Well, they are listening to us, because in the whole, all we're doing is there are existing subsidies already there. All we're saying is move them around and tweak them. So government will still get the same overall money in. They're just targeting it much better. And as the finance minister has said himself lately, that with the whole European Union decision to leave, we need to come up with our own stimulus to create jobs and drive the economy. And indeed, this does that. That ticks that box.
So you see it as progressive. What about the element of the vacant premises and the vacant shops? Because that's built into your campaign as well, isn't it?
It is. We're looking actually to reduce the subsidy on vacant shops from 50% to 15%. And that's really actually to stimulate people to actually use the vacant premises, regenerate them and bring them back into life, because an awful lot of them are sitting there derelict, and we have the highest dereliction rate of anywhere in the UK. So I think we need to work, in effect, government subsidising the derelict properties, and we need to give a bit of a shake and a rustle there to try and get them up and running. And indeed, new businesses coming into them might qualify for this new relief, and that would actually help them set up.
So you don't like the idea of so many derelict buildings, for example, in Belfast city centre, and you want to penalise the people who own them?
No, we're not penalising them. What we're saying at the minute is they actually, at the moment, get 50% rate relief on it after 3 months. We're suggesting just reduce that to 15, and that will encourage them to use them. It's not about actually charging them for the privilege. It's just taking away subsidies they get.
How much of a disadvantage is it to pubs and clubs, or indeed to small businesses, if in the same street there is dereliction?
Okay, it has a terrible impact, whether it be retail, pubs, restaurants, whatever, because, I mean, our town centres are about, there is much a social space now and retail and hospitality, and indeed our tourism product fits that. You know yourself, if you're walking somewhere along and if there's a row of empty units, you tend to stop and not go past them. That tends to end the footfall. And if you're unfortunate where your small business lies just on the other side of that, you're not getting the people come across. And even when our tourists arrive, there's nothing worse than derelict empty buildings scattered through our towns, city centres and indeed our villages.
Now, I know the Northern Ireland Retail Trade Association and yourselves, Hospitality Ulster, you've presented your plans for reform of small business rate relief schemes to the Finance Minister, to Máirtín O'Muillier. What sort of feedback, other than, I suppose, the eloquence of Máirtín and his sort of welcoming style, what sort of tangible feedback are you getting?
Well, I think you're right. Martin is always welcoming. That's just his personality. But I think we've had a very constructive engagement. Indeed, we've met with the chair and vice chair of the finance committee and the finance spokesman of the other parties. And I think they think it's worth a good hearing, and it'll go forward, and we'll have further discussions with them.
Okay, we'll be keeping a close eye. Colin, thanks for the update. Thank you.
Thank you.
Colin Neal from Hospitality Ulster. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.